Glad to.
Good evening.
Hi.
Let's give it a couple more minutes. There's nobody here physically either. And
Okay.
you're the only one on the conference call.
Okay, now we're in Brasheet, right? I've been out of kilter for a couple of days.
I understand that. Yes,
But
we're in Brasheet A. Section 5 is where we're going to start.
okay, and there are no handouts, right?
No, there are no handouts.
Okay. All right, let me get my volume.
We're reading from Bereshit A from the Zohar Sulam, section 5, and there was light. Pasuk 28, and we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kutsha b'richu ishkente b'chilu urchimu u'chilu le'akta shem yudke b'vavke b'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael l'mud Torah v'yomer Elohim Yehi yor, vayehi yor, mehaka, ihu sheruta leashkaha, genizin, ech git bere, alma pichrat, diad haka, hawa biklal, uvatar, it hadar kelal, למחווה כלל, ופרט וכלל. And Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light. From here, from this saying, we can begin to learn in detail the secrets of how the world was created in details. Because until now, the creation was discussed only generally. In the verse, in a beginning, Elohim created. After this, the description returns to the general, then the particular, and then the general again. The Torah speaks in terms of two different ways of describing things. One way is the general sense, and the other way is being more particular. I guess this is the best, it's a good example. In the beginning, or in a beginning, is a general sense. It's not really describing anything in particular. But then when it starts to say, and Elohim said, the word said is a code word. It's like frequently throughout the Torah, especially starting in the second book of Exodus, it says, Hashem said to Moshe, and said, Hashem, well, it's by the Ber Adonai Elo, Moshe Lemor. Those five words are translated as, Hashem said to Moshe, saying. Well, why does it have to say saying? It could just say, Hashem said to Moshe, and then give out whatever he said. But this extra word saying is it's talking about defining a particular sense rather than the general sense. So the first verse doesn't say Hashem said. It says in the beginning Elohim, Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim et haaretz. There's no word saying there. It's just describing an event. Whereas now it's saying specifically, Hashem Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light. It's describing particulars.
May I say something?
Please.
I've always felt like when it says, and Hashem said, let there be light, that was Hashem. In other words, his essence, his being, coming into this present world.
I think we're going
because
to
find describe
that.
Him as light, you know.
Yeah. Well, the Kabbalists pick up on that sentence in the Torah and describe that as his essence. But I think as we go on through this section, we're going to find that you have to remember light is the essence of the extension of the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the Creator.
Right.
We can't even discuss the Creator. There's no way we can't even name him. We don't, you know, there's just nothing for us to do with the Creator. There's an extension of the Creator, and that's what created the endless world. That's what created the vessel, and the vessel and the light were together in unity. And, you know, that's where it gets when it's, he and his name are one. He is the light, and his name is the vessel. That's a very famous phrase.
Right.
So you're right, and yet it's something that you need
more
to...
More than that. Right.
More than that. But I think you'll get a better sense of it from as we go through the section, although we're only going to do three or four.
Well, that is the reason I use the word essence, because, I mean, it's hard to find words to put to the Creator.
I agree. You know, I'm not...
Mm-hmm. Right,
it's
I understand.
The 29th pasuk. Ad hakahawa kola talyayo ba'avira merazad enso kewan de'it b'shat te'la behekala Mila Araza Elohim Kitzibaya Amira Vayona Elohim Elohim Kitzibaya Amira Rav Algav Divreshit Ma'amahu of Allah, until now, everything was suspended in the air that was bestowed from the secret of En Sof for the endless world. As soon as the force expanded inside the supernal temple, which is the secret of Elohim, the word saying is applied to it. As it is written, and Elohim said. Before that, the word said is not written, because said means it is in detail. Although the word in the beginning, or in a beginning, is also a saying, which expresses the injunctions of the creation to send 10 sayings. And Elohim said is not written in it, as it is described in a general manner. The use of the word said means a detailed description. Therefore, the verse, and Elohim said, let there be light, is the first of the details of the creation of the world. When you look at the Torah, you have this first verse, which is, Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim et haaretz. And what this verse from the Zohar is explaining is that verse is a general description. included in that general description are the 10 uses of the word Elohim, or Elohim said, in the first chapter of Genesis. So the general description always has the particular concealed within it. And in this case, there are 10 statements where Elohim said, and those are the 10 aspects of creation, and that is the process of creation. So as we go through this chapter in the Zohar, we always need to keep that in mind. Are we talking about a general sense of what's being described, or are we talking about the specific details? Verse 30. Tawayome Ihu Kaima the Misha Uminda Wayomer Hela the Ram Yaram Bahashai Meraza the Ain So Resha. B'mahashava, v'yomer Elohim, ashta, olid, ahu hekala, mima de'itadiyat, mizara de'kodesh, v'olid v'chashai, v'hahu de'ityelad, ishtama levar. Mandioli, Leaoli, Bahashai, Bila Ishtama, Kalal Kevan Denafak, Mineya Mandenafak, Itaved Bo de Ishtama, Levar. The words "and said" should be studied and questioned. The term "and said," the Hebrew word is vayomer, consists of the Hebrew letters mi, meaning who, and or, light, which is an inquiry. "And said" alludes to a raised force, and the raising is done in silence. A light is drawn from the secret of En Sof, from the beginning of thought. And Elohim said means that now the temple gave birth to the holy seed with which it was pregnant in secret. And he who was born, namely Zeren Pin and its feminine principle, was heard without. Whoever gave birth to him, to Zeren Pin, and his feminine principle, did it secretly and was not heard at all. This refers to giving birth to the Mohin of Zeren Pin and his feminine principle while still in Bina. But as soon as it emerged from there, from Bina, a sound was heard without. Any questions? The 10 Sephirot are the Tree of Life.
Right. And emanation of
Elohim. Yes. They are the inner essence of the Sephirot. The creation on a literal level is saying the physical world. But it's also saying any aspect of creation. It always follows those steps. And the Elohim said, there are 10 utterances, the 10 commandments, and there are 10 Elohim says. They are the same.
So let there be light, and the first one.
First time that it says Elohim said. Verses 1 and 2 are in the general description. They're not talking about the specific. Okay. Now, here we're talking about this particular verse is explaining that Bina was silent. The mind of God is silent. What that truly means is just as our unconscious does not speak in words, it speaks in pictures. The mind of God is manifesting pictures into three dimensions or four dimensions. And that's what this verse is hinting to when it says the word Vayomer means me or who is the light. But we're saying it means said, because in the physical world we speak, we use words, we use letters that create words. This is the language of mankind, but it's not the language of God.
Words are the language of man. The language of God is silent.
The language of God is pictures. That's why you dream in pictures. You don't dream in words. Because your soul is up connecting to levels of God. And so you're dreaming, when you dream, you're dreaming in pictures. And I, you know, the reason that I know that I'm not really a high soul is because I dream in letters, Hebrew letters, and trying to put them to words. You know, but the Hebrew letters are not, they are pictures in and of themselves, because the shapes are, as you learn about the shapes, and we'll discuss that when we do Rosh Chodesh for Tammuz, because it's very, very clearly a specific shape and a discussion that will take place. Let's do verse 31. Yehi or kol ma dinafach v'raza danafach yehi al raza te'awo tihu ya'uvatar it chadar linkuda kadma ala mechave sheruta le'itpashta le'mila echara. Let there be, the Hebrew word is yehi, let there be light. Yehior means that everything that comes forth and emanates in the world proceeds according to the secret of the words, let there be light. Yehi alludes to the secret of Abba and Ima, which are Yud and He. Of Yehi, Yud, He, Yud is the way it is spelled. So it has the letters Yud, He within it. And it's actually, in the Hebrew language, if the Yud is the last letter, it means my possession, possessive, meaning my. So Yehi is Yud, He, Yud, meaning my Yud, He, my upper worlds, which are metaphorically Chochma and Bina. The letter Yud alludes to Abba and the He to Ima. Afterward, the letters Yud He return to the first point by adding another point, namely a Yud. Just like the first one, as it is written, Yehi, Yud He Yud, to institute a beginning for an expansion of something else. What this is saying is, you have worlds being created, Sephirot being created. What's the difference between a Sephirah and a world? Is the world is fulfilled with light. It may not be completely fulfilled, but it's partially fulfilled. The Sephirah is a vessel that has no fulfillment. It just has desire. So Chochma and Bina, which are Sephirot, are unfulfilled. And what this is saying is the vessels of Yud and He were created, Chochma and Bina, And then it's adding another yud, which is an indication of another creation, something beyond those two. And as you learn the Tree of Life, you learn that ultimately the only thing that is real is the yud and the hey. The vav and the hey are illusion. They're real to us, but they're illusionary because they will not, they're not eternal. They will change. The vav will become a yud, and the lower hey will rise up to the higher hey. Sure. Its purpose is for us to remove bread of shame. And once bread of shame is removed, we will return to the world of Atzilut, which is ultimately the world of Hachma, to understand it. And in the world of Atzilut, we will then eventually return to the Ein Sof.
That's the world of Yod and the Hay.
The world of the Yod and the Hay. Yes. Yes, it is. Let's do one more verse, 32. Or vayahi or dikvar hawa, or darazat satima, it pashtuta, the it pashat, the it paka, me razat sidra, davir ila'a. The tima baka, bekat meta viapek, kat nekuda, tima meraza, dileya, beha enso, baka meavira, dileya, wigale hai nekuda. Yud kevan deha yud it pashat ma de ishtar ishtakach or mehahu raza dehahu avir tatima'a. The terms light and let there be light do not refer to the renewal of the light, but rather to the returning of the light that Abba and Iba already had. The expansion of this light that appears in the verse, let there be light, or Aleph Vav Resh, is a most hidden secret, because it was the expansion that split according to the secret of the concealment of the supernal and concealed air. The Hebrew word is Avir. The word Avir consists of the letters Aleph Vav Yud Resh, and is Arichon Kin. It was split in such a way that there is nothing really renewed in the name Yud Hey Vav Hey. Rather, the perfection that was there before the splitting is now revealed. It first split and produced one concealed point, a vowel, from within its own mystery. It revealed the point, the vowel, the Yud, as a result of this removal of the yud from avir. What is left of the original word, avir, is or, which is from the secret of the concealed air. It's a little mystical. Do you have any direct questions, or do you want me to just expound upon it?
Go ahead and expound my questions are about light, and this is the emanation of light. Today I happen to have read. It throws light for 1 minute. Okay, go ahead. I've been following both Einstein's theorem on light and previous light. Okay, go ahead.
In the previous section, we spoke about water and stones within the water, and we explained that the stones were desire to receive. But as the process of creation took place, the water became air. Now, what is, I'm not going to go into how it became air because that was the previous section. But air is spelled with the letters Aleph, Vav, Resh, and and with a Yud. And what happens is the Yud was separated out. So air became light. That's what this verse is saying to us. That light is really air, but not the air that we're breathing, the air that's spiritual. The air, what is air? To us, it's life. In the spiritual level, air is life also, but without a garment, without a body. But light is air with the yud separated out of it. Now, how the yud came out of it hasn't really been explained, other than to say the splitting. But what you know, does the splitting mean a splitting of an atom, as our physics would teach us? We don't. Atoms are vessels. So. And air is not, we don't think in terms of air as being a vessel at this level, because air is light, plus the yud. And the yud is a dot. There is a, in the process of creation, you have tohu and you have bohu, and then you have the world of dots. And then you have the world of the breaking of the vessels. So you have all of this process. But this is going quickly and saying, there's light. Because the third verse says, let there be light. So we've gone from bohu all the way to light, bypassing air. But the Zohar comes and explains to us that there above light is air.
No, you don't.
You won't. Because the Torah is written for men. And it's written for men to learn what men need to know to achieve their tikkun, which is to remove bread of shame. We don't really need to know this to actually remove bread of shame. But the Zohar comes to give us this because if we don't realize that there are specific processes, we will never do the specific process. Well, it's online for free, so anytime you want to look at it, let's go to Zohar.com. And under the bar at the top, you'll see teachings. And when you open the teachings link, it will say all full online Zohar. And then when you get there, it's all there, except it lacks the commentary to be able to understand. Because you need a teacher who's... And, you know, when I do my classes on Thursday and on Saturday, I take the Zohar sections that I'm doing, and I write out the commentary in advance.
Okay.
So it's all there if you ever want to look at it at my website, but it's not complete yet. Anyway, so we finished with verses 28 to 32, and tomorrow night at 7:30 we'll start with verse 33. You have a good evening, Batya. We'll be speaking at... 9 o'clock your time, 10 o'clock my time, and 7 o'clock West Coast time.
Okay, I'd like to say one other thing. I don't know if it really relates to this, but when you were reading about the Yud, it came back to me that Sarah, you know, before she was given the hay from Hashem's name, that the Yud had to be removed, and it flew around for, I don't remember how long, until Yehoshua came around. And Joshua, and he was given that Yud. So we see.
But that Yud came from Sarai's name.
Right. And so here's another example of a letter being removed, a Yud being removed, and a place for it. So it may mean that Yud has a place somewhere else. You think?
Well, it does, because the Yud represents the expansion of the creative, the expansion of Hakba and Bina. That's what the earlier verse said.
Okay.
The Yud represents the expansion. So, and as you know, every letter in the Torah starts with a Yud. The scribe starts with a Yud. So, but it's also, just to give you some food for thought, Abraham and Sarai represent the soul before creation. Not before creation, but before correction, before tikkun.
Right, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Abraham is the soul and Sarai is the body. So what you're describing, in order for the body to achieve correction, the Yud of Sarai's name had to be removed, and the hay, half of that Yud, had to be added to Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's a different hay in many of the Midrashim. So it's all part of that. But the same process of creation that we are learning here, how you create light, how light is created, not how we create light, but how light is created, repeats itself throughout the creation. Every aspect of the creation follows that exact same process that we're learning here.
Okay.
So, you have a beautiful evening, and we'll speak later.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.